brush and gently dip it. Be careful not to drip it. Wet paint.
Wet paint. Wet paint.
Wet your roller, then you roll it. Calmly, coolly, you control it. Wet paint.
Wet paint. Wet paint.
Red and green and yellow too. Purple, pink and baby blue. Wet paint.
1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE for you to join the conversation when the auto attendant answers. Hit the one button to bypass that, and it'll put you right in the studio. Text can be sent to 411-923, or you can email info@rosieonthehouse.com. Matt's on the line. Welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. I've got a quick story about choosing colors and then a question for you all in regards to painting. So with quarantine and everything, I was able to paint the inside of my house. And so my selection is to let my wife pick the colors, and then I just do the work. And that way, if it doesn't work out, it's not my fault.
That's the best advice I've heard all day so far.
So she picked three colors of gray, a lighter gray, a medium gray, and a darker gray. And, you know, and picked out which walls we were going to paint, which shade. And once we were done, we couldn't tell which was which, because it depended on how the light hit and where the shadows were. And I went to do some touch up, and I thought it was Sandy Hook gray, but I touched it up with Sandy Hook, but it was actually Smoke Infusion. And you could tell once it dried that it was the wrong shade. So Homezada actually saved me by going in, and I was able to put in which wall was painted, which shade. But I would say, probably not best to use three shades of the same color in a big living space, because it makes for a kind of like a Three Stooges episode.
Great tip. And you mentioned you had one question. What's your question?
So my question is, I had my house, the exterior painted, did it professionally because I wasn't about to tackle that. Used a Rosie partner. And last winter, when I was putting up Christmas lights, I noticed that on the stucco up by the second story, the places that were high up, I could see the old color on the top, the kind of the creases in the stucco. Is that something I should be concerned about? And it's pretty extensive, meaning they didn't quite get the top kind of those layers, those little shelves in the stucco. That were up high. Is that something I should be concerned about as far as the longevity of the paint, or is that pretty common with stucco?
Well, I think you should be concerned about it, because we in the painting world, when you're applying your current color selection and you have a bleed through of the old color, the original color, we call that a holiday. And you don't pay for a paint job to have holidays. You pay to have complete coverage. So I would tell you to call the Rosie Certified Painter and bring it to their attention that they've got holidays. And then you call, and you don't need to tell them we talked. You just call them and say, I've discovered this hanging holiday lights. What's your thought? And then their answer is going to tell me whether or not they stay Rosie certified or not. So is that, you're going to be my little blind shopper, okay?
Perfect. That works. I will give them a call this weekend, and I will let you know what I hear.
That's awesome, Matt. And he was talking about multi shades of gray in his home. We talk about gray in today's newspaper article. It talks about it when applied to a ceiling, it creates kind of a shaded, partly cloudy environment in the entire room. On the walls, it can appear cool, but can be bland or neutral. And then for a floor, it kind of blends. But gray inspires creative people to splash color with their artwork, their furniture. And gray is a very common color right now. And as a guy that's involved in multiple remodels with multiple interior designers, I tend to think that the last 5 or 6 years, gray has been just a wee bit overdone. But it does allow you a creative palette.
it's really easy to get stuck doing something you like once you've done it, and then all of a sudden everything becomes so similar, it all feels bland. You know, you got to be able to change it, styles, and
you're a good painter. Talk about opening a can of paint and what you do and what you don't do.
A 1 gallon paint can, and I don't. It's funny over all the, and I'm going to say this, and it's going to happen. You know, if it hasn't already, but you would think after all the years of the paint development itself, they would have invented a better paint can by now. But it comes with a little key to open it. You're not supposed to use a flathead screwdriver. You're supposed to use one of these keys that they give you that has, it's curved at the end.
It won't kink.
So it doesn't kink the can where a flathead screwdriver can. And then once you open it up, you know, once you pour it, it's always filled up in that ring.
Yeah.
But there is a new rubber product. Where was it? I just had it up. Called a pour and store paint can lid. Now, this isn't long-term storage. I wouldn't keep this on more than, you know, overnight or two if you're doing a couple rooms. But it's a rubber lid that you put on top of the can that allows you to pour it very controlled without all that paint
filling that little rim.
Well, and then when you're done and you tip it up, it drips all down the side of your can. So you either got to use the whole gallon or not, but this pour and store lid that the most paint stores sell now, and it's one of the items we have at the e-store, really helps keep the whole painting job a lot cleaner. I used it when we were painting Landry's room. Every time one of the kids moves rooms or trades something, or you know, we rearrange the living in the situation between the rooms, that's the first thing we do is we let the kids pick the colors they want, paint it. We haven't had a pink yet, but we do have a very light
it's
green.
It's coming. Now, the reason opening the can properly is so important, we'll talk in the next segment. Because if you don't open it properly, you can never store it properly. You open it incorrectly and you put all the kinks in the lid and in the rim of the can, you are creating a long-term problem. So Romy, I don't know, you tell me why. Used to be when paint was $7 a gallon, the paint company would give you a key. Now that it's $40 a gallon, you have to buy the key. And the stir sticks, you know, they used to give those away for free too.